Yoga is commonly understood as therapy or an exercise system for health and fitness. Yoga uses breathing techniques, exercise, and meditation. There are also herbs and oils that supplement the practice. Yoga is an old discipline from around 3000 BC. It has benefits that have helped people over many years. There are a variety of people that benefit from different types of yoga. I personally have experienced changes in my behavior and body from practicing yoga. The history of yoga is based in the Indus Valley Civilization and has been practiced for over 5,000 years. It was developed as a way to achieve harmony between the heart and soul on the path to divine enlightenment, which is a Hindu word for heaven. Yoga was not just inspired by Hinduism, but also the religions of Buddhism and Jainism. Historians know this because in the pre-classical era, yoga appeared in texts. The official language of yoga is Sanskrit, and yoga means union. It is both spiritual and physical. The techniques were practiced to initiate this spiritual growth. It also helped improve health and happiness. Ancient yogis believed we only had a limited number of breaths. It may also surprise you to know that yoga was traditionally a practice only for men. The early 1900s saw a boom of interest in worldwide fitness and bodybuilding and influenced the practice of yoga. Many people get health benefits from doing yoga. To start, the regular practice of yoga can reduce the habit of overeating, which causes health problems in many Americans. The decreasing in eating can improve blood flow from yoga. It can help with stress, blood pressure, and the overall heart function. By releasing tension in your limbs, a person can become more relaxed and calmer. The act of softening your muscles gives your lungs room to breathe deeply and slowly. Plus, a person who does yoga is more flexible and builds muscle strength. Stronger muscles helps to protect your spine and improves your bone health. The overall outcome from bone and muscle improvement is better balance. In addition, yoga removes pollen and viruses from the nose, keeps mucus from building up, and helps drain the sinuses, which can help to boost the immune system. Therefore, it also helps lower the doses and amount of medications used. Furthermore, yoga is like shatkarmas, help to remove toxins accumulated in the body and delays aging by simulating detoxification in the body. Finally, it gives you inner strength by increasing your self-esteem, concentration, and motivation. In the practice of yoga, namaste is the greeting used to show gratitude and respect. Yoga is unique because it connects the movement of the body and the fluctuations of the mind to the rhythm of the breath. Connecting the mind, body, and breath helps people to direct their attention inwards. Bandha is a Sanskrit word used to describe the body's internal lock that controls internal energies. The sound Om is said to be the sound of the universe. Chanting Om allows people to recognize their experience as a reflection of how the whole universe moves. Finally, yogis practice pranayama, the awareness of their breath, and the ability to control their breath for a specific reason or purpose. There are many types of yogas that help the body in different ways and areas. One area, yoga focuses on its posture and body alignment. Hatha yoga works on posture, whereas Iyengar focuses on alignment. Ansara focuses on how each body part should be moving. It is also known for its emphasis on the heart opening. Core power yoga is popular in America. It is more demanding and powerful on the core muscles of the body. In addition, in forced yoga, a person holds poses longer and it works the core. Carter also. Other types of yoga focuses on energy. Kundalini is both body and energy. It's all about physical movement that is conjunction with your breathing, with the main purpose of freeing your body's energy to align with your chakras. Jivamukti incorporates ashtanga poses with meditation, spiritual teachings, and chantings. Finally, Kira Yoga is all about energy. Focusing the mind's energy is what Gyana Yoga does. The human body is not just physical structure and energy, it is also emotional. Vinyasa focuses on alignment, but with more focus on the mind-body-heart connection. Bhakti Yoga taps into the emotions, while Kirpalu places high importance on compassion, physical healing, meditation, and spiritual transformation. It is also a powerful style of yoga for people who are dealing with emotional trauma, stress, and negative energy. Relaxation of the body, mind, and spirit is extremely important. In yoga, herbs can be used to heal the body and mind. Tulsi, or holy basil, is known as the meditation herb. Science shows it enhances cerebral circulation, protects the brain, and prevents increased levels of stress. Another herb, Brahmi, increases the circulation to the brain. Gota Kola has been called the most spiritual of all herbs. Used by yogis to develop the crown chakra, Gota Kola is a tonic for the mind and nerve tissues, nourishing the central nervous system and rebuilding energy reserves. Passion Flower is a mild sedative that calms the mind when it is agitated or anxious. Sage is used to balance and cleanse negativity from body and the mind. Herbs calm the nervous system, develop clarity, and help the mind become more stable and steady. As tools for meditation, these are important allies. Essential oils are also important to enhance yoga practices. Guanquan scents essential, clary sage, and lavender oil are all well known for their ability to help promote peace and calm. These oils can really help the spiritual connection. Rose and lemon oil are helpful for individuals interested in boosting self-confidence and energy. They can help open up the heart. Yingling and peppermint oil is well known for reducing tension in the body. Sandalwood and orange improves focus and concentration. Cedarwood oil also has the ability to enhance the mind and body connection. Cedarwood essential oil can help you feel more connected to the earth. By incorporating essential oils into your sessions, you can make each session receive maximum health benefits. In many personal ways, yoga has helped me. I have been getting more flexible and more focused. As I became more flexible, I could go into the poses deeper, and I can feel the tension in my body slowly go away. I couldn't do this prior to yoga. My head feels more focused when I'm doing yoga because I am concentrating on my breathing and couldn't before. I feel like my body is getting more balanced and stronger. Also, yoga is important to me because it helps me feel less stress and anxiety. I get stressed often from family issues, taking tests, homework, and group work. I would get anxiety with my tests, and my imagination would make me feel worse about imaginary issues and real issues. Sometimes when I would be in class, my mind would wander off. It would be easier to bring myself back by focusing on my breathing. A few months ago, I went to a yoga place called Yoga Pod by Streets of Southland. When I walked into their studio, their rooms were big and it felt very open. Their classes were quiet and calm. They were also really small. Not a lot of people do yoga. When I would leave, I would smell like an oil or a herb, and I would also feel calmer. My favorite class was Vinyasa Yoga Nidra because they focused on my breathing and their poses were easy and relaxing. They also say that Yoga Nidra allows people to get an extra 3 hours of sleep. Overall, I feel like yoga has provided me with exercise for my body and my mind. Yoga allows my health and fitness to improve through its therapeutic messages. And this is why I think that everybody should practice yoga.